The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Moshe Francis, Rosh Kollel of the Chicago Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mishnah says, Mashkin Beis HaShalchem B'moyed, that you could water an irrigated field on Chol HaMoed, but it says, Lo Mimei HaGshamim V'lo Mimei HaKilon. But you can't water it from a pool of water or from the water of a well. Now the reason for this is that even though there is a heter to water a Beis HaShalchan on Chol HaMoed, because if you don't water it, then it'll be a Dover Aved, because the Beis HaShalchan is a type of field that it's not sufficient to just water it from rainwater that falls, but you have to supplement that with other sources of water. So even though it's a davar aved, if we don't water it on Chol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to water it from Mei Geshamim or Mei HaKilon. So the Gemara discusses what's the reason why you cannot water a Beis HaShalchan from Mei Geshamim or Mei HaKilon. So the Gemara says on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, as far as Bishleim and Mei Kilon, as far as Mei Kilon is concerned, Iketir Chayaseira. We understand why you can't water it from a well, because a well involves Tir Chayaseira. You have to lower a pail into the well and draw the water up, so that involves excessive exertion. Ela Mei Geshamim, Mei Tir Chayika. But as far as Mei Geshamim, if you have a pool or a puddle of rainwater, it's relatively shallow and it's easy to water using this Mei Geshamim. So there's no Tircha Yaseira, so what would be the reason why it would be Asar on Chol HaMoed if it's a Davar Aved? So Amar Rabbi Eloyah, Rabbi Yochanan, Gezeira Mei Geshamim Atu Mei Kilon. The reason is because of the Gezeira. Now, we don't allow Mei Geshamim or to Mei Kilon. If you allow Mei Geshamim, then you may come to use well water. And Rav Ashi Amma Mei Geshamim Gufayu Lidei Mei Kilon also. Rav Ashi gives a different teretz. He says that the Mei Geshamim itself, as the water level begins to recede, so the water level gets lower, and then you may need a pail in order to draw this rainwater up. Al Kolponim, we see over here some Yesoidus with regard to a Davar Aved. We see, first of all, that you could only water a Sade Beis HaShalchan on Chol HaMoed, because the Sade Beis HaShalchan needs a supplemental supply of water. Rainwater is not sufficient, and if you don't provide it with that extra water, and then you're going to lose the keren, you're going to lose, there's going to be a pseida, a financial loss of what you already have in your possession. Whereas a Beis Habal, by contrast, which is a field that is usually watered just with rainwater that falls on the field, and it doesn't need anything beyond that. So to water that field, to supplement it with other sources of water, a Sade Beis Habal, that's just to be mashpich the field, that's harvacha, and that's not called a davar aved. A davar aved has to be that a hefsid of the keren, something you already have in your possession, and not simply harvacha, not simply to be mashpich the field. And we see a second yisoid as well, that even when it is mutta because of davar aved to do malachin, to water a field, it's only mutter if there is no tircha yaseira. But if there's excessive exertion, then it is not mutter on Chol HaMoed. The Ritva explains that even those who hold that malach on Chol HaMoed is also min haTorah, we know that there is a machlokes rishonim whether malach on Chol HaMoed is an isa deraisa or an isa derabanan. So even according to that shita that holds malach on Chol HaMoed is an isa deraisa, but if there is a pseida, if there's a davar aved, then it's mutter min haTorah to do melacha, and that is even in a case when there's tircha yaseira. Even when there's tircha yaseira, if there's a davar ave, it's going to be mutter min haTorah in such a case to do melacha. We see that tircha yaseira, the Gemara says that tircha yaseira is also by a davar ave. He says that's only midarabbanon. But midaraisa, it would be, you would have a hetagoma. Now, let's discuss, let's say someone nowadays in America, we don't live so much in an agricultural society in Eretz Yisrael. It's much more prevalent to have farmland and from Yidna farmers. Here in America, it's a rarity to find a frum person who is a farmer. So most shilas would come up related to house plants, gardening, etc. So let's say that a person has flower pots in his house. Would he be allowed to water these flower pots on Chol HaMoed? So if he feels that the flowers are wilting, spoiling, and they're going to be lost, and there's going to be a financial loss, then he would be allowed to take a watering utensil and water those plants on Chol HaMoed to prevent the loss because it's a davar aveh. Now, what about if someone has a sprinkler system, an automatic sprinkler system in his garden, and the sprinkler is on a clock, and it runs the entire, it runs all year round. And it's set to go off at certain times, usually early in the morning when people aren't passing by in the street. So would you be allowed to have this sprinkler system operate on Chol HaMoed? So l'chayra, it should not be a problem because person's not doing anything. It's working totally automatically. Now, what about if one has to turn a handle or a valve or push a button to open up a sprinkling system? Would he be allowed to just push a button? Pushing a button involves very little tircha, but of course he will be doing a melacha when he waters the grass. So could he just push a button or turn a handle to activate a sprinkling system on a Chol HaMoed? So if it is necessary to prevent the loss, for example, someone just put down carpet grass, and if he doesn't water it, then it's going to be a financial loss, then it would be mutter to push the button and activate the system. There is a shita, some say even for the purpose of harvacha, he would be permitted to push a button since there is no tircha whatsoever. Now, we heard from Hagoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein Zecher Tzadik Levracha that one would be permitted to pluck flowers from his backyard in order to put it in the house on Chol HaMoed and to beautify the house. Even though he's doing a malacha of plucking the flowers, but that's considered to be a tzarech hamoed. What about taking fresh flowers and putting them in a vase with water on Chol HaMoed? So l'chayra, that should also be mutter to do this on Chol HaMoed, even though the flowers are going to bloom and open, and it would be an issa d'rabbanan of zoreya, but it should also be mutter because it's also a tzarech hamoed to beautify the house and to be mahad in the mitzvah of simchas hamoed for the bnei bayis. The Nemuki Yosef brings down in the name of the Ravid asks the Kasha. We find that when it comes to watering a Beis HaShalchan, so it says that in a case where it's a Davar Aveid and watering a Beis HaShalchan is usually considered to be a Davar Aveid, but we do not permit a person to water using well water mekilon. You're not allowed to water from mekilon since that involves tircha yaseira. So we see clearly in the Gemara that Tircha Yaseira is not permitted even in a case of Davrave. On the other hand, we find in the Gemara in Moed Katan Yud Beis Amud Aleph that Rav Dimi was matter to be Mizafes Chaviyo Yishel Yayin. He allowed smearing pitch on barrels of wine in order that the wine should not seep through leaks in the barrel, so that the wine would not be nifsad, that there should not be a loss of wine, because that's a davar aved, and you are therefore allowed to rub the barrel, smear pitch on this barrel, even though smearing pitch on barrels is considered to be a tircha yaseira. So we have enough in this theorem. In one case, by Beis HaShalchan, we do not, even though it's a davar aved, we do not permit tircha yaseira, whereas by to be mezaveh the chayviyos of wine, we do say that you are allowed to smear this pitch on the barrels, even though it's considered to be a tircha yaseira. So to be miyashiv the inyan, the Ravid says the yisoid. He says that this is given over to the chachamim, and they are the ones who decide when it is permitted to do malacha for a davar aved, and not every case is the same. The way they decide is based on the magnitude of the loss, and they measure that against the amount of tircha. And the Ramban is maskim to this as well. He says, Yofa kivan arayvet, who says that you always have to measure the amount of tircha and versus the amount of loss. Now, we find this yesod also was brought down halacha lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba Paskins in Siman Tuf Kuf Lamed Ches, Sif Aleph, that you are allowed to be mezafes chaviyos, ben ketanes, ben gedolos. You could smear pitch on barrels, whether they be small or large barrels. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Vav writes that we mention both small and large barrels because each one has different milas and chesroinas, and there are different reasons to be mekel. He says by the ketanes, by the small ones, you could be mekel, even though it's only, since it's a small barrel, there'll only be a small loss of wine. It doesn't contain too much wine to begin with, so it's not going to be a major loss. It'll be a minor loss if the wine does leak out. However, it's still mutter, because there isn't that much tircha in a smearing pitch on a small barrel. And he says, with respect to the large barrels, even though there's a large amount of tircha to smear pitch on a large barrel, but corresponding to that, there is also a large loss, because there's a lot of wine in the barrel, and there's more wine in the barrel that could leak out. So again, we see, halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, that we measure the amount of tircha versus the amount of loss to decide whether or not it is mutter to do malacha for davar aved. So, to sum it up, we see that when it comes to a davar aved, the first thing we have to determine is whether there is a hefsid to the keren, to the principal, or there's just menias harevach. A davar aved means a loss of keren, a loss of something that one already has in possession. But a davar aved is not, it's not mutadu malacha for a davar aved if it's only menias harevach. If it's only menias harevach, if it's only to prevent a loss of future profit, then it's not considered to be a davar aved. For harvacha to be mashbiach karka, that would not be considered a davar aved. And even if there is a hefsid of keren, it still would not be mutter to do malacha unless there's no tircha yaseira. If there's tircha yaseira, then you're not allowed to do malacha even for a davar aved. But we do find certain cases where there is a hefsid meruba, where there's a very great loss, and then it is permitted to do malacha even if it involves Tircha Yaseira.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.